Okay, so we're in Christian counseling. So we're down to the point number four, the only trustworthy counsel is from God. And we are looking at Isaiah 9:6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. We've seen that he is wonderful. And we talked about situations where people are discouraged and how we can point them to the Lord. And then we're down to the part where he is the counselor there in verse 6. Counselor means advisor or lawyer. Merriam-Webster's 7th New Collegiate Dictionary. Counselor means advisor or lawyer. And then there's some illustrations here. Lawsuits may keep counselors from getting too specific about their advice, lest they get in trouble in court. And I don't know if you kept up much when Mr. Kavanaugh was nominated to be a Supreme Court justice. And when he was nominated to be that, there was a woman, she teaches in a university somewhere, I don't remember where, but she accused Mr. Kavanaugh of immoral things against her, I think when they were in college. And, well, then it come out further because she couldn't give like exact days or times or, and then what happened was it come out that these were what they call now recovered memories. And so this has happened so many times where they'll give a person drugs, some, as we'll see here, sometimes it's called truth serum. But anyway, the counselor suggests some things, trying to stir up memories, but they put thoughts in their mind. This is one I'll give you here from Dallas, Texas. A psychiatrist was ordered to pay $350,000 for telling a woman's family that he believed her parents immorally abused her 40 years ago. The family sued him for tormental anguish and lost reputation. The lawyer argued that the drug he administered made it possible for him to implant memories in her mind, and that she only said that because he had made such suggestive statements to her. So that's what come out. But today, happened in 1994. But today, you can have like a situation like that. This woman come before, as it were, all of America and affirm before all these people that this happened when it didn't. There were no witnesses. There were none of her friends. No one could corroborate what she was saying. And yet, many people, believed it. Here's another one, also from Dallas. Well, this was from the Dallas AP, but it happened in Napa, California. A jury awarded a father $500,000 in his malpractice suit against his daughter's therapist. He claimed they ruined his life by implanting false memories of child abuse in her mind. The same drug was used that I just mentioned, and it's sometimes called truth serum, sodium amytal. So once again, I mean, can you imagine if you have children and then years and years later, they're experiencing trouble, so they go to a psychiatrist, and suddenly they come out and say, "You abused me." What? What are you talking about? Where did you ever get that idea? Well, this psychiatrist gave me this drug, and so just got a message here. There's another one. This case was from Pittsburgh, where a jury awarded $272,000 to a couple and their teenage daughter, who sued a psychiatrist for allegedly failing to evaluate the girl's sensational claims of immoral abuse by her parents. So that can be a real problem today. So let's look in Proverbs 19:21. Our counselor is our lawyer. Proverbs 19:21. The Bible says there are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. So we need to go to him and we need to have point people to him. And then in 1 John 1:7. 1 John 1:7. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he is the propitiation for our sins, not for our sins only, but also for the sins of the whole world. So our advocate, our lawyer, the one speaking on our behalf, is the Lord Jesus. And then John 17:15. John 17 and verse. Okay, so his word is truth. Okay. And then in Psalm 119:160. Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever. So we need to, our counselor is our lawyer. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. And he will not lead us astray. He will not put thoughts in our mind, false thoughts in our mind, the things that never happen. Then number 3 from Isaiah 9:6, he is the mighty God. Mighty God means all powerful, all knowing. People go to a counselor because they don't know what to do. I mean, if they knew what to do, they wouldn't go to someone. So we can go to someone who is our counselor, who is our lawyer, one to defend us, one to counsel us, and one who has the power to correct our problems. When people can't find the power to correct their problems, that's when they go to a counselor or to get help. I just clicked on the radio the other day, and there was like testimonies from Al-Anon. So these are like the spouses of alcoholics. And they were giving their little testimonies about, you know, how this group helped them because of their alcoholic husband or wife. So, but we can go to the Lord. He has the power. He knows all things and has the power to correct all things. Psalm 147:5. The Bible says, great is our Lord and of great power. His understanding is infinite. He doesn't have to ask us questions, you know, like any type of counselor would have to ask us questions. He doesn't have to because he already knows. He already knows what we need. And then in James 1:5, the Bible says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. So he won't upbraid us. He won't rebuke us. Sometimes, you know, you may go to someone and you may say, well, I've got this question. And they may say, why are you asking me that? You already should know the answer. I mean, you know, someone may upbraid us. They may rebuke us for even asking. But God says he will not do that. He'll let us know what the truth is. And then in Jeremiah 23:27. Jeremiah 23:27. Sometimes counselors may give advice that is wrong because they don't know all the details, but that's never the case with God. Jeremiah 23:27. Let's see here. I'm sorry. I'm dyslexic for a moment here. 32:27, I'm sorry. Reading numbers backwards. That looks a little better. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? And the answer is no. There's nothing too hard for God. Then we just saw from Matthew 28:18 in the last class, Matthew 28:18, that Jesus has all power. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Okay. And then in Luke 1:37, for with God nothing shall be impossible. So he is our counselor. He knows all things. And then back in Isaiah 9:6. Okay, so he is the mighty God, the everlasting Father. When we go, sometimes we go to our parents and ask them advice because of their years of wisdom. Well, how much more so when we go to our everlasting Father, who's knowledgeable of all things, all experiences, and his counsel, his advice is always right. He gives true security. We saw in Matthew 28:20 that he's with us always. In John 6:37, he says, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. For I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will which hath sent me, that of all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. So, you know, our parents may try to protect us, but there are people who are more powerful, who could overcome them in situations. Sometimes children are kidnapped away from their parents, but God will lose no one. He's all powerful. And then also along that same line in John 10:28. The Bible says, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. And then in Hebrews 13:5. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So he is our loving Father. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that we can come to you for counsel because you know all things. You know all the details. You know all the situations. You know what is causing the problem and what is the purpose of the problem. And so, Father, we do come to you. We cast all of our care upon you. And, Lord, help us as fellow Christians to others that we would give wise counsel and point people to you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.